BBC Sounds. Music, radio, podcasts.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Another one?
Fun time blowing bubbles through a straw. Sounds naughty.
Gonna get married in a wibbly wobbly house.
BBC Radio.
One.
Turn it up.
Let's go.
Scott Mills.
The one.
For the immature.
You're under a citizen's arrest. You are done.
3, 2.
Radio 1.
This is the Scott Mills Daily Podcast. Welcome if you're downloading us for the first time because you are bored. I can promise you entertainment galore, including someone from the English National Opera who decides to do a whole concert for their street. You can enjoy it too. Our new quiz, Don't Look It Up. I want you to use your brain, not the internet. Ask Me Anything is a window cleaner with a difference. And we get to relive the moment when Anne-Marie met her biggest fan, Steve. Hi, David in Colchester is like, oh, you and Chris, you're still here. Of course we're still here. Just bringing the bants, yeah?
We're here. I keep dabbing. I keep having to do the old nose into the arm there. It's not like it isn't a dab, but it sort of is.
Hi, Will, who's like, just bringing the positive energy Radio 1 today. Thank you. Ben the Postman is delivering from a distance, delivering the mail.
There's loads of chat about kids doing PE at the moment, but what's amazing then is like it's dragging other people back into PE as well. There's all parents doing PE. I'm just really here for that, Scott. These kind of exercises in the garden in front of the TV.
Oh yeah, there's so many doing it. I did a little workout yesterday.
Did you?
Yeah. Put it on my Instagram, which I now regret.
Oh, I saw it. Yeah, I forgot about this. Yeah, I was going to ask you about that.
Just a little online HIIT session. Just streamed it to the TV. Don't worry about it. Hello, John, who's finding out more and more about his other half, stuck at home in Weymouth. Who knew someone could type so loudly? Yeah, this is going to happen. Holly in Cardiff's not been well the last week, feeling back to normal now. Welcome back. And Anna in Uttoxeter is working from her fitness studio all alone, but doing loads of online sessions so she can actually see other people to keep her sane. That's what I did yesterday. It was like a live online workout. Loads of other people getting involved as well.
Right.
Real problem here, though, guys. The go-to normal Monday chat has now completely gone from our lives for now. How was your weekend? Did you do anything?
There's nothing to say on that front.
No. The end.
Yeah, I stayed in.
Last week on the show, we had Sarah doing a free concert to her neighbours on the violin through her window in Worthing. Entertaining the streets of Worthing from a distance. Let's do it again. This is Nikki. What's your job, Nikki? Hello, what's your job?
Well, I'm an international opera singer, don't you know?
Are you now?
Well, most of the time, I've been grounded.
Yeah, well, most people have. So normally you'd be singing all over the world, would you?
Absolutely, yeah. Rome, Milan, Deptford.
Wow. And at the moment, you've obviously got no outlet for this.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, we're having to diversify our skills and, you know, do things that we've always wished we'd done with the time in our hands.
Oh, I bet you're all backed up, aren't you?
Well, just having kind of like 5 months of work cancelled in one morning, you know, once you've got over all the gin you've had to drink to feel better about it, we're now, you know, doing all sorts. We're doing lots of baking and, you know, learning Beyonce choreography and putting it on Twitter. I mean, we're doing all sorts.
Oh my God, that would be amazing to see an opera singer who can dance like Beyonce. Because no offence, Nikki, what I always imagine opera singers to be quite large people, generally speaking. Big, you know, big lungs. Air in the lungs.
Wow.
There. Powerful.
When was the last time you went to the opera?
I've never been to the opera.
That is very rude, but you're actually probably... I am built like a fridge, but it doesn't mean that I can't dance. I do dance quite well.
Absolutely. No, that's what I'm saying. I'm all for that, though. An opera singer that can dance like Beyonce is a wonderful mixture of worlds that I think we
Absolutely.
Can encourage. But, yeah, it's tricky for you because your instrument, obviously your voice, you need to be in big places to sing, to let it all out. It's not the kind of thing you can do just kind of around the house properly to really give it some. That's your release. And I worry that you're not being able to train your voice enough. It needs an outlet.
Absolutely. I mean, opera singers are like bagpipes. We're best heard from a distance. And when you're in your two-bed flat in southeast London, it's quite hard to, you know, get the motors fully revving.
Now, obviously, you're in your flat in southeast London right now. Do your neighbours know that you're an opera singer?
Oh, they cannot help it, though. They're such a gorgeous lot. Sarah, Stuart, Casey, the whole gang, we love them.
Wow. Yeah, I guess if you have to practice, then they will definitely know. It's like the lady that lives around the back of my house. She definitely is a piano player, believe me.
Yeah, you got it. You can probably just, like, listen to Chopin in your sleep now.
Yeah, it's all the time. But I get it, you've got to practice. All right, so where are you in your flat right now?
We're in our music room. I'm here with my gorgeous fiancé, Dylan Perez, who is a pianist. And, yeah, we're all set to give you a bit of singing, if you like.
Perfect. Yes. Nicky there and his pianist, ready to start the show.
So where is okay, your... Sorry, very quickly, where's your pianist?
He's in our music room.
Oh, I love you've got a music room.
Love.
All right, so are you able to open a window where you are?
Absolutely. We've got the windows wide open. We are actioning some social distancing. We've got a small crowd who are very far apart from each other.
You've got a crowd already?
Well, there they are. They're chanting at the bit.
All right, so what are we going to start with, Nicky?
Well, we're going to do a nice tune from Turandot by Puccini. This is Nessun Dorma.
For the whole street.
Yes.
Yeah, baby.
Okay.
Oh,
I'm ready.
This is going to be mighty if he's good.
I imagine he is. This is now happening to a whole street in southeast London. Several streets, in fact, they'll all be able to hear it.
Wow.
Listen to them go,
cheers, boys.
Going crazy outside the window there.
That's unreal, that is. Oh, I love it. When you go full beans on Nessun Dorma there at the end, it was a joy. I feel so roused.
I like that we've got someone from the English National Opera on, and Chris is like, well, I hope he's good.
Yeah, sorry, I didn't mean any offence by that. This could have gone one or two ways. That's what I'm saying.
Okay. Exactly. These things can. To be honest, I've just been, you know, dancing Beyonce and drinking gin for the last 3 days.
Okay, I'm going to take a song and then part two of your concert for your street live on Radio 1.
Scott Mills.
Okay, so this is Nicky. Hello.
Hi there, how you doing?
Good, he's just performed Nessun Dorma to his whole road. So he's got the window wide open and we're going to do another track now, Nicky. Is that right?
Yeah, we thought we'd do a bit of Lizzo.
Opera style.
Yeah, baby.
Oh, yeah, I'm so keen for this.
This is going to be great.
Okay.
It's a real shame, like, because obviously I'm dressed as Lizzo now as well. I've got a little two-piece on. I'm feeling good as hell.
Love it.
I don't know whether to believe him or not, but this, I think he probably has.
Let's go with it. Amazing. So for the whole street, again, this is going to confuse him.
For the whole street, and for you on Radio 1, if you're social distancing, self-isolating at home, here is Lizzo from Nicky. He's off the English National Opera. Let's go.
Yes.
I bet you feel better now you've got it all out.
That's it. You just got to get it out.
Oh.
It's very cathartic, boys. You've given us a real treat today.
Well,
thank you.
We've given the listeners of Radio 1 a treat. We've given several streets in Deptford, Southeast London a treat. Nicky, will you come back on
That's
again
it.
With us?
Of course, any time. All the dogs in Deptford are all running towards us now.
Good.
It's perfect. Oh, look, we've got people shouting. They're asking for merchandise. It's too much.
Right, it's good to speak to you. Thank you for doing a little mini concert there on Radio 1.
Absolute pleasure. Thank you for supporting musicians at this difficult time. We all need your love. Thank you.
Scott Mills.
So here's the idea of Superfan Steve. A pop star comes into Radio 1. we tell them we are about to connect them to one of their biggest fans called Steve in a quiz about themselves. So they don't know that Steve, is actually just Chris in a studio next door. And yeah. They can't see him.
And I've got all of the answers to the questions. So I know it all. So I can be super fast.
Yeah, he can answer the questions really, really fast. And it kind of freaks them out. Well, it did to Anne-Marie. It's time for Superstar versus Superfan with Anne-Marie.
Woo!
Right, you should know a lot about yourself because you're you. But we've gone through a load of fans on the phone to see how much they really know. And I think we found the person that knows you the most.
Okay.
Hello, Steve.
Hello.
Hey, Steve. You're through with Anne-Marie on Radio 1. And Scott, hi.
Hi, Anne-Marie.
Hello.
How are you?
I'm good.
So you've been a fan for a long time, have you, Steve?
16 years.
That is a long time.
Okay. Like, how long have you been a fan of Anne-Marie's music?
Oh, 3 years, four years.
Okay, cool. It must be quite mad that you're speaking to her now.
Yeah, hi Anne-Marie.
Hello.
All right, so we've got a list of questions, okay? What we're going to do is, Steve, if you know the answer first, you shout out your name, Steve.
Steve.
Pardon?
Steve.
That's it. And Anne-Marie, if you know the question first, then you say...
Anne-Marie.
Let's play Superstar versus Superfan with Anne-Marie.
Yeah.
What musical did Anne-Marie star in, age 6?
Anne-Marie.
Steve.
Me?
Anne-Marie got there first.
Les Miserables.
Correct.
Yeah.
Which rapper did Anne-Marie fancy growing up?
Steve.
Yes, Steve?
Eminem.
Yeah, okay. That is true.
What sport has Anne-Marie won 2 gold medals for when she was 12?
Anne-Marie, karate.
Is correct. Didn't get that one, Steve. That's quite an obvious one, I thought.
Yeah, sorry.
That's all right. At what age did Anne-Marie start karate?
Steve.
Go.
9.
Yeah, that is true.
Wow. This is mad, Steve. Okay, who did Anne-Marie star with on the theatre production Whistle Down the Wind?
Steve.
Go on, Steve.
Jessie J.
Yes.
It's correct.
Yes.
Smashing it, Steve. Steve, you're smashing it.
Thanks.
That was fast,
wow,
that one.
That was quick. Who is Anne-Marie's favourite Spice Girl?
Ooh, Anne-Marie.
Steve.
Me? Did I win?
Yeah, you won.
Sporty Spice.
Was that what you were going to say?
Sporty Spice.
Yeah, like, you would have said that, but Anne-Marie got there first. Yeah,
I got there first.
Yes.
Steve. Steve.
Give me a sec, Steve. Hang on.
Sporty Spice. Hello? Steve.
Wait there, Steve.
Sporty Spice.
Yeah. Okay. In 2016, Anne-Marie revealed that she'd never been on a...
Steve.
Yes, yeah, Steve.
Date.
Date. Had never been on a date.
Yes.
Correct. Name Anne-Marie's next 10 shows.
What?
Steve.
Go on, Steve.
Manchester. London. London, Glasgow,
yep.
Birmingham,
yep.
Birmingham,
yep. Wait, I've lost count.
Southend-on-Sea,
yes.
Leeds,
yes. The next one, you got one more.
Edinburgh,
yes.
Correct. You really are a fan, Steve. All right, one more question. What does it say today on Anne-Marie's trousers?
Steve.
Steve?
Logo.
How do you know?
That's,
How do you know that?
Okay, I've got a little, something to tell you.
What?
That's actually Chris from the show.
Shut up!
This is so awkward.
He's in the office.
Oh my God! I got told you're on holiday. I got told you're on holiday.
Chris!
It's so awkward.
There was one point where Anne-Marie was on the actual floor.
I literally couldn't breathe.
That was the best. The trousers thing, I was like, that's too much.
Yeah, that was too much.
Can't deal.
Do you want to come through?
Yeah, all right.
Right, see
you
in a minute.
Well played, everyone.
Well played. Good game.
So awkward, but so good. Let's relive some more Steves later this week.
Scott Mills.
Matt says, my spirits are lifted. Classic performance from superfan Steve there. Ashley says, Radio 1 keeping me sane whilst WFH today. Working from home.
Whoa.
And you see a website made that mistake yesterday as well.
Really?
Yeah, Kent Online it was. Really bad one. It was supposed to say, while you're going for a walk. Mm. Off for a walk, but it didn't. Ryan says, if anyone thought that radio was no point to radio anymore, I think Radio 1 are proving that absolutely wrong at the moment. Respect to Radio 1 and all of those people that are helping us there in times that are really tough on mental health. Thank you. We're just trying to lift your spirits and do some silly stuff and cheer you up a little bit.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Emily in Sheffield, you see, I knew this would happen. She says, never heard Superfan Steve before, laughing out loud. Delirious because living on my own and remote working, so literally have not had the opportunity to laugh like that in almost a week. Thank you. That's Emily in Sheffield. A lot of people can't listen to us when they're at work, so we'll be new to Superfan Steve. Welcome.
Yeah, welcome. And yeah, we did a load of these. And some of them... I mean, what is your favourite one? I think the Cheryl one.
Cheryl.
Oh, I can't wait till we play that.
We'll have that for you later this week. Okay, coming up, I have got bangers at 2:40. Me v Chris. Joel Corry coming up. I'll tell you what, over the few months that we've been doing this, we've spoken to a lot of people on Ask Me Anything.
Hi, I'm Kate Ovens. I'm a competitive eater. Ask Me Anything.
Oh, wow. Incredible.
Hi, my name is Noel Gohan. I'm a celebrity driving instructor. Ask Me Anything.
Hello, my name is Jackie Weaver. I am a pet psychic. Ask Me Anything.
Hello, I'm David Morgan, and I'm the Guinness World Record holder of cone collecting.
Hello, I'm Andrea Thompson, and I am the world's strongest woman.
Wow.
In the world?
Hi, my name is David Ellis, and I'm a Guinness World Record holder for riding roller coasters naked.
Hi, I'm Amanda Foster, and I'm a stunt double. Ask Me Anything.
Hi, my name's Keith Fisher. I run an organisation called the Institute of Meat. I'm a chief sausage judge for several organisations, and I've been making sausages since I was about 12 years old.
So is it fair to say, Keith, you're a professional sausage taster?
Yes, it would be. Yeah, absolutely.
Hello, my name is Matt Rawlings, and I'm a professional dinosaur. Ask Me Anything.
Just some of the extraordinary people we've spoken to in the past on Ask Me Anything. This feature shines a spotlight on the non-normal jobs.
The Scott Mills Daily.
I know everyone's telling you stuff to watch at the moment. I've literally got a list as long as my arm. But Tiger King, recommend, Netflix.
Right.
It's new.
That was popping off in our WhatsApp group, wasn't it?
Yeah, it's true crime. I mean, a lot of things are at the moment. It's about like a pair of enemies who both own big cats in America, tigers, and there's a lot of money in that, as you can imagine. Stuff goes down.
Right.
Grimmy's obsessed with it. He was texting me all last night going, are you watching it? What episode are you up to?
So is that good? It's worth seeing?
I mean, I've said it a lot, but it's so good. And the main character in it is a guy called Joe Exotic. And he's exactly the kind of person we would normally have on Ask Me Anything. He's quite a character. Yeah, he just runs a tiger park. Sounds boring. It's really fascinating. You'll find Carol super annoying as well. Just saying. If you know, you know. If you've seen it already, stay home. Watch Tiger King. That's my recommendation for the day. Anyway, in the absence of being able to get Joe Exotic on the phone, you'll know why we can't if you've seen the series. Here is today's Ask Me Anything. Don't know who it is, but we're about to be put through to someone that's not like the rest of us. And then we ask questions, dead simple. So, hello, caller. Who are you and what do you do?
Hi, I'm Terry Turbo and I'm the fastest window cleaner in the world. Ask Me Anything.
Turbo.
Terry Turbo.
Yeah.
Speed is everything for you, Terry, I can tell, isn't it?
It is. It's all in the wrist action. That's all I've got to say about that. 9.14 seconds is my Guinness World Record for three winners. I've held for many, many years and I hold 10 Guinness World Records.
10?
Yeah.
Well, name them. What are you doing? Because surely you're just cleaning a window. That's one. What's the others?
What a lot of people don't realise is this is competition that goes globally. And the world record is actually three windows that get measured 45 inches by 45. So they're quite big sizes. You have to wipe a seal clean. And my world record is just 9.14 seconds. I'm the Usain Bolt of window cleaners. And this is globally. And it's all on YouTube. You've got to check it out. It's nuts. It's like athletes on glass. I got to tell you. You know, I'm truly a glass act.
Right.
He's got it all.
He has. And also, what I quite like about you, Terry, is you're modest with it.
Well, you know, if you're not the best in the world, well, I know. I've earned it. Who cares? I'm actually a black belt in karate. You think, well, what's that got to do with window cleaning? Well, actual fact, it's about all the moves for the glass.
Wipe off.
Yeah, exactly. You got it. Yes. Snatch the pebble from my hand and all that, you know.
Yeah. Now, Tony, when you're going about your really fast washing, what are you using there? You using a microfiber? You got a Minky on the go? What are you doing?
Ah, that's really good. You've been doing a bit of research, haven't you? Yeah.
I just follow Mrs. Hinch, that's all. Yeah, go on.
Yeah, well, basically, there's a lot of systems out there. There's water-fed pole systems that, you know, fire up the purified water out the brushes and stuff like that. And then you've got the normal traditional stuff, which you've got a squeegee and an applicator, which is a 14-inch T-bar covered with like lamb's wool, and you use like your squeegee.
Have you got a strap on, Terry?
Yeah, a bit cowboy-y, yeah. Bit cowboy-y. We've had those and used those, like gun and holster kind of thing.
Yeah.
Got
Turbo.
All that.
Turbo.
Here he comes,
exactly.
Terry Turbo.
You should have, like, McGraw.
You should have like a jingle.
I have got a jingle. I play guitar. I sing when I'm cleaning windows. And I've also got my own song, which is hilarious.
Okay.
It's called Bucket of Love, you see.
Okay, I would like to hear that very much, Terry.
Here we go, small rendition of it.
Right. What's the song called?
It's called Bucket of Love.
Got it, okay. And here's Terry Turbo's Bucket of Love.
All right, so here we go. Let me dip you in me bucket and give you a squeeze. Would you let me climb your ladder? Ooh, you're such a tease. Let me swing you in me cradle. I'm begging you, please. Let me dip you in me bucket of love. I see you every day as you walk by. I wonder if you notice me way up in the sky. All the fellas on the site, they whistle and call. But you just smile and say you ain't nothing at all. I'm a humble window cleaner, a man of J. Clough. I work 5 days, get my weekends off. So let me dip you in me bucket and give you a squeeze. Would you let me climb your ladder? Ooh, you're such a tease. Let me swing you in me cradle, begging you please. Let me dip you in me bucket of love. Let me dip you in my bucket of love.
And just like that, we're back in 1975.
Terry, you're amazing. It's a fascinating bloke to talk to there, the man that makes the dirty clean. It's Terry, he'll dip you in your bucket.
He will.
Yeah. It's bucket of love.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Hi, Abby from Malvern, it says, hey, Scott, hey, Chris. Hi, Abby, hi. She says, I used to listen all the time at uni. That was about 4 years ago. At work, I'm not allowed to listen. However, now I'm WFH, working from home, I can listen again. Hey. Loving listening and not too much has changed. Okay. Best wishes, guys. Abby from Malvern.
Yeah, that's true of the show and true of your face and everything.
Yeah, everything. Thank you. Yeah, nothing's changed. We're still here, Abby. Glad you're enjoying. Right, so we've noticed that people seem to be doing a lot of quizzes at the moment, pub quizzes, but not in a pub. So on House Party, Instagram, Zoom, all weekend, it's been happening.
Mm.
And it's a good way to get together without actually getting together. So this is new, 3:10 today. We're going to do a little quiz, me versus Chris, okay? And it's called Don't Look It Up, because I want you to use your brain. Don't look it up. You versus whoever you want. You'll need to challenge someone. Maybe it's a colleague on WhatsApp. Maybe if you're isolating with another person, challenge with them now and let me know. If your homeschooling's finished for the day, challenge your mum or dad. It's called Don't Look It Up. You are not allowed to use the internet. 3:10.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Quiz with me at 3:10. Don't Look It Up is what we're calling it, because you're not allowed to use the internet. If you do, I will find out. I will find out. Rebecca's working from home. And her sister, who's off college, is sat next to her. They've just done a hard 1,000-piece David Attenborough puzzle and will be quizzing with us at 3:10. So it's her versus her sister. Also, hi, Sophie and Claire. They'll be quizzing with us, having a Twitter convo at the moment. I see you. Claire says, Radio 1 is great, ATM. Sophie's like, I know. It genuinely makes you feel like you're not on your own. That's what we're here for.
This is BBC Radio 1. Scott Mills.
Hi, Molly.
Hello.
Welcome to Bangers.
Thank you. Happy to be here.
And now you're in Cardiff, am I right?
Yes, you are right.
And how are you getting through the day at the moment? Because I know you're normally a makeup artist.
Yes. So obviously no work for me. So I'm outside my shop and I'm about to buy some stuff to bake some cakes all day and pretty much just going to cuddle my dog and make cakes all day, all
what
week.
Cake? What cake? What cake?
Red velvet cake.
Oh my, wow. I don't even know where you start with that.
Exotic, I know.
I know. So be honest with me, have you got so bored in self-isolation that you normally a makeup artist that you've put makeup on yourself and taken it off just because to pass the time?
Yeah. I did that the other day and it looks like that's what I'm going to be doing for the foreseeable, really. But I'm not mad at it. I don't mind. I don't mind doing my own makeup.
We've got to do it.
I'm looking forward to it, to be honest. Yeah, got to do it.
Just the way it is.
It is. Yeah. Well, for now, yeah. Next series of Bake Off is going to be amazing, isn't it? Think about the contestants. Oh. Think about the skills.
Everyone's up in their game.
It's going to be next level.
Even I did a passable chocolate brownie the other night.
Did you?
Yeah.
God, what? Look at you.
I know. And there's an advert running at the moment going, oh, you'll never know how to cook. Well, by the end of this, I think maybe I will. Mm. Molly, this is what I've got for you on Bangers today. I want to hear this.
I love this one.
I know every single word, and so do you.
Yeah, everyone does.
This Natasha, is so good.
Bedingfield, Unwritten.
What about that dude that drives past and he's got the window down and he's singing the really high bit? Listen, Molly, I want to hear that as well. So we've got a weird situation where I can offer you another song, and I will offer it, but I kind of hope you go for this one, to be honest. This is Feel So Close by Calvin Harris. You can have that, but let's be real about this. We all want to hear Natasha Bedingfield, right?
Okay. Molly.
Hello? Molly?
Oh, don't drop off now,
Molly. You can't go now.
Oh, Molly.
Can't go now.
Is she gone? Right, see, I can just feel that she was going to choose mine, unless you're thinking otherwise.
Listen, I don't object to that situation anyway, but it feels weird not having her on.
Do we play both?
I think, great shout.
That's never happened.
That's great. Although, this doesn't mean in future, if people are looking like they lean towards me, that you just go kamikaze on it and just cut them off so that you get yours on. Can we do both? Is that allowed?
I think what's happened there is Molly's gone into her cake shop and has lost signal. That's what I think.
She was saying your one. Can we do both?
Yeah. Let's do it. Feel the rain on your skin. No one else can feel it for you. This is what the people want. Natasha Bedingfield, Unwritten. Molly, are you back?
I'm back.
What happened?
I didn't even move. I don't know what went on.
Now, were you going to choose that track?
Well, I didn't hear what Chris's option was.
Oh yeah, because you cut off.
Yeah.
It was this. Feel So Close, Calvin Harris.
See, I think you made the right decision there in playing that one because I think I was going to pick yours, Scott, to be honest.
Yeah, but I want to hear the other one as well now.
Let's have it. I wear my heart up on my sleeve
like a big deal. Alan Shearer and Ian Wright are in my kitchen. Mm. What's going on here?
The all-new Match of the Day Top 10 podcast, answering a huge football question every week.
This has not been easy, has it?
Like the top 10 Premier League strikers.
Firstly, I think it's really hard to have Shearer anywhere near the top 10.
The Match of the Day Top 10 podcast.
Only available on BBC Sounds. I feel so close to you right now.
Hello, Nathan. He's like, what do you mean this is Calvin Harris singing? See, some people still don't know. They still don't know. That was Feel So Close. Calvin Harris on Radio 1. Susie's trying to write her uni assignment, but those two songs back-to-back, bangers. Have a little desk dance instead whilst working from home. Alice has been on saying, I had a 14-hour day yesterday. I'm a nurse. I feel exhausted. I've struggled a bit today, I'm not going to lie. Felt too much to even get up and ready today. Any news or TV has been pretty overwhelming. But then I remembered Radio 1. You and Chris, it feels like I'm with friends today. I've smiled, so thank you very much. Back on shift later, that's from Alice. Keep it up, Radio 1.
Thank you, Alice.
Thank you, Alice. You're amazing. Amazing, I mean that. Declan McKenna coming up. And also, we've got some music from Franz Ferdinand. I'm going to play Take Me Out. Bringing all the classics today and that amazing pop track by Kim Petras, which we love. Are you in a quiz with me at 3:10?
Yeah, what are we going to play for? We need to decide what me and you are going to play for. Is it just like something around? Let's not go too big. We're going to do this quite often, aren't we?
What, do you want money or what?
I'd love some money.
Okay.
But I don't want to put money on this. No, I'm saying maybe...
A squirt of my handstand?
All right, yeah. Is that where we're at with this?
Anyway.
There's not that much around it. Yeah, so you need to call someone out if you want to take part in this quiz.
Okay.
So obviously it's going to be me against Scott, but then if you're listening to this, try and find someone that you can be against.
If you lose, you have to do an online yoga class with me tonight.
Yes!
And we do it on Instagram.
I've really got to win. I don't want to do that.
Right, so there'll be three rounds, okay? 3:10, it's you versus whoever you want. You know, everyone's quizzing at the moment on Zoom and House Party and Instagram. So you need to challenge someone. Maybe it's a colleague on WhatsApp. Maybe if you're isolating with another person, then challenge them. And you need to work out a prize for the winner. Maybe it's what you're having for dinner tonight. Maybe it's who is calling the boss at the end of the day. Maybe it's an extra half hour on the Xbox or PlayStation. It's called Don't Look It Up. Do not use your phone or the internet. I want to get inside your brain. Three rounds, it's who shouts the answer first. It's dead easy, everyone else is doing a quiz. Why can't we? Like, if you're festering at home at the moment, climbing the walls, this is a distraction.
The Scott Mills Daily.
All right, you ready to quiz with me? Don't look it up. Holly in Stoke says, yes, Scott and Chris, my boyfriend and I are tuning in. Just got my colleague and her boyfriend to play along with you as well. Work from home fun. Damn right it's going to be.
One.
Use your brain, not the internet. Right, I've worked it out between you and me, okay? Whoever loses has to make something tonight at home from scratch to bring in for lunch for us both tomorrow.
All right, yeah, fine.
What's wrong with that? You're a good cook.
That's true.
Can't be bothered.
I just can't be bothered, but I'd rather win.
All right, so that's the thing. Got to make lunch for both of us, and in fact, the whole team.
What?
If you lose, that'll be what you're doing tonight. So, there's three rounds, Live Lounge covers that have been conveniently forgotten, The Curse of Strictly Come Dancing, and guess the intro, Scott Mills Tune of the Week special.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Tom and his wife Sarah, in day one of quarantine, they are playing along. Loser gets biscuits for tomorrow and makes dinner tonight.
Whoa.
Good luck with that, I know.
That's a lot.
Will from Leeds, playing his flatmate for that last bit of KFC chicken they ordered for lunch. Luke in Bolton and partner Ash, ready to quiz against each other. Loser has to make the cups of tea all day tomorrow. Playing the quiz with my best mate Gemma and daughter in Stevenage. Loser hosts the ultimate post-corona party and has to source all the booze and snacks. That's from Kay in London.
One.
Okay, don't look it up. Do not use the internet. This is just using your brain. Anyone looking up will be banned from future quizzes.
You're only cheating yourself.
Exactly. Don't bring shame on yourself.
Yeah.
Shame. Shame. I love this. I did a WhatsApp quiz last night. So down for this. That's from Erin, who's listening in Doncaster. Okay. So, we thought we'd do this for a bit. In these strange, strange times, you need to challenge someone. Maybe it's a colleague on WhatsApp. Maybe another person that you're isolating with. Maybe if you've finished homeschooling for the day, let us know who you're playing against and what you're playing for on 81199. We're going to play in the studio, me versus Chris. It's like...
Quiz.
Yeah. It's like all those pub quizzes you're seeing at the moment on House Party and Zoom and Instagram, but on the radio. Don't look it up. Use your head. Use your brain. So it's me versus Chris. We're playing for the loser to make lunch for us all tomorrow. So that's what they'll be doing for most of this evening. Today's voice of the quiz is Quizmaster Will. Hi there.
Hi there.
Okay.
Welcome along.
Hello.
Welcome along,
Will. Welcome. Okay, let's do this.
Round one.
Round one is
Live Lounge covers that time conveniently forgot.
Yes. Live Lounge, one of the pinnacles of most artists' career. They know about it everywhere in the world.
Forgotten live lounges, though.
However, some cover versions in live lounges go on to be viral. Worldwide sensations when the original artist hears them and loves them. Some of them just get forgotten about, left to fester and rot. Okay, so shout your name. First person to get it, here is clip one.
So what we got to do, guess the artist.
Guess the artist. Is that right, Will?
Yeah. Question one. Which British boy band once made the decision that it was a good idea to cover the Kaiser Chiefs in their track Every Day I Love You, Less and Less?
God. Scott, One Direction.
Do we both get a guess on this? Okay. I'm gonna go.
I don't know.
Boy band, A1.
Correct answer.
It was Take That.
Give yourself a point if you said Take That. Doing Kaiser Chiefs, Every Day I Love You, Less and Less.
Oh, we should have got that.
Forgotten about Live Lounge there. No points for us. Okay.
Question two. This cover of Eminem, Lose Yourself, is certainly something. Can you name the artist?
This is so hard.
Chris.
Yes, Chris.
Well, we're both getting a guess, aren't we? I guess so.
Go on.
But I'm going to lock it in. So I can get the point here, right? I think that's Plan B.
I don't know. I honestly don't know. Do I just make a stab in the dark, do I? James Morrison.
That was The Script.
Oh, no points rubbish. Again. Give yourself a point if you said Script covering Lose Yourself.
God. Who thought that was a good idea?
I don't know.
Slightly worried they were the easy ones, but let's keep going.
No, question three.
Which one-hit wonder Scottish band decided that the obvious cover for them was Back to Black, Amy Winehouse?
Oh, God. They only said goodbye with words. She died 100 times. He goes back to her, then she goes back to her. Wow. So this is round one of the quiz. Don't look it up. Live Lounge covers that time is conveniently forgot. One hit wonder Scottish band.
That was truly dreadful.
Scottish band. I can't even think of one.
I'm just going to go, but they're not a one hit wonder, so this won't be them, but I'm going to go Twin Atlantic.
I honestly don't know. I don't have an answer.
That was Glas Vegas.
Oh.
How? Good luck. Right. No one's got that. Question number four.
Give yourself a point if you said Glas Vegas.
Yeah.
Finally. Someone said, I'm Scottish. I have no idea what that was. Okay. Yes?
Which indie rock band decided to do a flute rendition of a Kanye West classic during their only appearance in the Live Lounge? She take my money. Chris,
yes.
I think I know this.
Go on.
Right, what are you? Do you know?
No.
I'm going the Automatic.
It's the Automatic.
Yes, I've got a point. Because it's the shouty guy in the background.
Give yourself a point if you said the Automatic. Jess in Newcastle got the Script correct.
Wow.
So did Luke in Scarborough. He said Take That as one of the correct answers. That was the round, live lunch covers that time is conveniently forgot, and the score so far...
Just 1-0 to me.
1-0 to you.
Oh, I'm terrible at that. Okay. Next round is The Curse of Strictly Come Dancing. I could do better. That's coming next.
One! The Scott Mills Daily.
Hi, Tara in North Wales. She says, me and my brother Alfie are playing along with the quiz. Don't look it up. He's off school, but studying maths. I'm working from home. 1-0 to me so far because I got the script. Lewis and Burnley genuinely got Las Vegas, although he has no idea which of their songs is considered a hit.
I think what we do with this as well, we say first person to answer gets the point, right?
Yeah.
You just got to shout your name.
Apparently, Las Vegas also did a cover of E17, Stay Another Day. I need to hear that.
One!
All right, so first person to answer, it's me versus Chris. Get in there first is the name of the game. And don't look it up. Use your brain. The next subject is round two.
The Curse of Strictly Come Dancing.
Yes. Okay, we all know what the curse is.
I think I might struggle with this.
Okay, here we go. Question one.
Which former England rugby player is married to his 2013 dance partner, Christina Reinhoff?
Reinhoff. Scott! Oh,
yes.
You got there first.
Ben.
Yeah.
Ben.
Everyone's shouting at the radio now.
His name is Ben. Oh.
Scott.
Cohen.
Oh, I just got that in. Oh, that's so annoying. Okay, yeah, one to Chris. Okay, next.
Which heavy hitter Christina previously coupled up with after being their dance partner?
Oh, the same dancer.
What? I didn't understand the question. What
again.
Which heavy hitter had Christina previously coupled up with after being their dance partner?
Don't look it up. Don't use the internet. Joe Calzaghe.
Didn't say Scott, didn't say his name.
Oh, sorry, Scott. Joe Calzaghe.
Yeah. Well, yeah.
Thank you. Okay, next question.
Question three. Who is this apologising after being caught kissing
Chris.
His dance partner?
Well, let's hear the clip at least.
I think that, obviously, I'm sorry for the hurt that I've caused. We were getting on well, we were having fun. We had a couple of drinks and we made a huge mistake and I regret it deeply.
Chris.
Oh, wow.
Chris. That's my good friend Sean Walsh there. Yeah.
Didn't he do well?
Yeah, what an apology as well.
Of its time.
Love an apology.
I know. That was when we had only that to worry about.
Yeah, very good point.
Okay, so unbelievably, you did really good in the Strictly round.
Is that the Strictly round done?
There's one more. One more.
Question four. Which former Strictly celeb has a baby with her dance partner...
Chris.
Pash...
Oh, come on!
We'll finish the question then, because I'm...
With her dance partner, Pasha Kovalev.
Rachel Riley.
Yeah.
Oh,
that's so annoying.
Scott's making lunch. Oh, so that means I'm 4-1 up in total.
Going into the last round. What are we doing in the last round? After the news?
Yeah.
Okay, let us know how you're doing, please, on 81199. I've really crashed and burned at that. That's really annoying.
One!
Let us know how you did. 81199. Looks like I'm making lunch tomorrow as things go at the moment.
BBC Radio 1. The Scott Mills Daily.
So, don't look it up. Do not use the internet. It's like when you see people cheating at pub quizzes, like, shadily on their phone under the table.
Shame.
No, not allowed. Shame. Becky and Ben from Uxbridge are now playing along. Competition is getting fierce. It's 1-1. They're playing for the last cream egg ice cream in the freezer tonight. Ella's playing against her sister Katie and her friend Leah, isolating at uni, playing for who buys the first drink when we can be free again. Ross and his mate Ben playing on WhatsApp together. One of them in Essex, one in Bournemouth. They are playing for cider. Okay. It's time for the last round. It's round three.
Round three.
It's you against whoever you want. In the studio, it's me versus Chris. Loser has to make lunch for the whole team tomorrow. Rubbish. Good luck if it's me. Okay.
What do you mean, good luck?
Because it'll be chicken in a bag. That's what it'll be.
Do you practice good food hygiene?
Absolutely, yes.
I hope so.
Yes, I do. But it will
actually,
just
I don't want your lunch anyway.
It'll be chicken in a bag.
This.
Chicken in a bag. Very easy to do. 40 minutes in the oven. In a bag. Okay, so round three is... What?
former Tune of the Weeks on the Scott Mills Show.
Okay, so this is a simple round of guess the intro. Say your name, or text, or WhatsApp your mate, or whoever you're playing against. Okay.
Question one. From the 2nd of September, 2019.
Scott! Dance Monkey, Tones and I.
Correct.
Very good.
Thank you.
Question two. From the 3rd of June, last year.
Chris, Freya Ridings, Castles.
Yes. Is that right?
Yeah.
That was good.
That was very impressive. I did not know that one from the intro.
Question three. From the 18th of November last year.
Chris, Declan McKenna. That one. There really was the obvious part. That one. I can't get it right.
Come on, everyone's shouting at the radio. Everyone's texting and WhatsApping their mates.
No, I'm going to have to throw it over.
It's not even Declan McKenna. Scott.
Yeah.
Dermot Kennedy, Power Over Me.
Yes.
Power Over Me.
Rubbish.
Question four.
Scott.
Yes.
Ruin My Life, Zara Larsson. No.
It's correct.
Yes! How many did I get?
The final scores are, I'm making lunch tomorrow. Scott, you got 4. You really came back in that last
round. Thank you.
Chris, you got 5.
Yes.
Ah,
amazing. So
chicken in a bag.
Lunch.
Chicken in a bag. Do you want, you can have garlic or you can have roast pepper. What would you like?
I'll have roast pepper, please.
Basically, it's just a little sachet. You put it in the bag for 40 minutes on about 180 fan oven, and then done.
Lovely.
All right. Thank you. So that's what's for lunch tomorrow. Well done, guys. Let us know how you did on 81199.
One! The Scott Mills Daily.
We've got Matt and also his girlfriend, Laura, self-isolating in Salford, Manchester. Who won? Doesn't say. Josh from Huddersfield says, I got 7 right against my flatmate. How I got the script and take that, I have absolutely no idea. Me neither.
This is BBC Radio 1. Scott Mills.
All right, Grimmy's with you at 4 this afternoon. Hi, JD.
Hi.
Hey. Welcome to Bangers. Right, I know that you had a FaceTime date on Saturday. This is a thing now.
Yes.
And how did that go?
Bad.
Why?
He was late.
Yeah.
He didn't have any chat. I think he had like a script wrote down. So.
Was he a buffering ting?
No.
I hate that when people's faces freeze and you're like, "Hello." It's like, are you pretending to be a statue or have you just gone?
What's more awkward, a real life first date or using an app like that?
An app one, definitely. Video is not the way forward.
Did it just make it really awkward, did it?
Yeah, it was really awkward.
How did you leave it?
I've blocked his number.
Okay, good. You can just disconnect and blame the internet on it, though, can't you?
That's true.
Don't have to be like, right, I'm just going to the toilet. Just blame the internet. So you probably won't do a FaceTime date again?
No.
Are you going to wait until this blows over before you have another date?
I think that's my only option.
Okay. You're in Leeds, right?
Yeah.
Are you working from home or what?
I am working from home.
Okay, welcome to Bangers. You've got a choice. My choice is this, and then Chris will offer you up one as well.
Okay.
My banger for this hour is Lady Gaga, Born This Way.
Wow, this is going to be a good battle, this one. Two totally different songs. Do you want to hear my banger?
Yeah.
Okay, JD, my banger for you is this. I hope you choose it. This is Twin Atlantic, Make a Beast of Myself.
Choo. Okay, JD, the next song on Radio 1 is your choice.
Okay.
Go.
I'm going to go with Chris.
Come on. Back tomorrow, and if you didn't hear the Gemma Collins superfan Steve meeting the first time round, we will play that for you again. We're back tomorrow from 1 on Radio 1.